Hey everyone, this is Deacon Ray from the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Monday, July 7th, the 14th week of Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt before him, and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did the disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house, he saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion. He said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. And when the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news from this spread throughout all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. As a child, I recall getting hurt a lot, and I think most of us have as well. And my poor mother had to deal not only with me, but two other wackos like me, my two brothers. My mother, who had the compassion and the patience to deal with us and all the dumb things that we did. The most important thing is that when we were hurt, the first person that we would run to for healing is Mom. She knew how to make us feel better. I vividly remember that when I got hurt with a cut or an abrasion, my mom would clean out the wound and then she would pour hydrogen peroxide over the wound. And I would recall that it would make this sizzling sound when it met my flesh. My mom said that the sound meant that it was cleaning the wound. Then she would blow on it for reasons I still don't understand today, but I know it made me feel better. Now came the torturous part. Mom would apply this red, stingy solution from this tiny little bottle. It was called Mercuricum, and it stung like the dickens. Finally, she would apply a Band-Aid, and then I would beg her to go back outside and play. Looking back, I think those were the first big words that I've learned: hydrogen peroxide and Mercuricum. But most of all, when we were hurting, or when I was hurting, who did I have faith in, or who did I go to time after time again for healing? My brothers and sisters, this is an example of our faith. It's an example of us running to Jesus when we needed assistance or healing. In this case, I had the faith to go to my mother when I was hurt or otherwise. She would apply the compassion and the healing to allow us to move on. Isn't that the case when we are in trouble or we need a prayer? Who do we always turn to? Don't we turn to Jesus and ask him for whatever we need healed? Today's scripture, the true faith of this woman took the initiative to reach out to Jesus and to touch his cloak. She did this because her faith was strong and she was seeking the compassion, mercy, and comfort from Jesus. In the other story, the faith of the official came to Jesus and asked Jesus for mercy for his daughter. And because of his faith, his daughter was healed. Jesus endured the scorn from the crowd and raised the girl to life. He certainly would have not let the criticism or mocking of the crowd keep him from doing God's will. My sisters and brothers, we must take the initiative to reach out to our Lord, not only when we need him, but even more when we don't. This gospel is reminding us to take the initiative to thank God for our blessings. I'm not referring to the big blessings or miracles. I'm referring to the little blessings, like waking up in the morning, taking your next breath, or your next step, or a hug or smile from someone. You get the point. Jesus tells us all to have courage and do not be afraid because your faith will save you. Just like my story about me going back to mom time after time. Isn't that what God is asking us to do? Because God's mercy is vast and beyond our comprehension. He will never reject any one of us who turns to him for mercy, nor will he force himself on anyone who chooses to live without him. So it's your choice. What are you going to do now? So your action of the day is to take the initiative and to reach out to God and thank him for all the good things that occurred in your life. Then pay it forward by helping someone else in need. Be their Mercuricum. Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5 Reflection, and peace out.